This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Although two organizations, the Islamic State and a group calling itself Arab Struggle Movement for the Liberation of Aves, have both claimed responsibility for an attack that killed at least 25 during a military parade in Iran, Iranian's president, Hassan Rouhani, is putting a lot of blame on the U.S. Reuters' Pascal Davies explains why.
On Sunday, Rouhani accused U.S.-backed Gulf states of providing financial and military support for anti-government groups in Iran.
The victims fell as innocent martyrs. Undoubtedly, the Islamic Republic of Iran does not overlook this crime. It is clear to us which group they belong to and where they are linked. Those who repeat claims of human rights must be held accountable.
On Saturday, gunmen opened fire in the city of Avaz, targeting a viewing stand where officials had gathered to watch an annual event, marking the start of Iran's 1980s war with Iraq. It was one of the worst ever attacks against the Revolutionary Guards, the sword and shield of Shiite clerical rule since the 1979 Islamic Revolution.
That's Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. The U.S. has denounced the attacks. The death toll has risen to 167, possibly more. One survivor reportedly rescued Saturday. This from the ferry boat that capsized in Tanzania's Lake Victoria Thursday. Officials and state media said that the man was an engineer who shut himself into the engine room as the badly overloaded ferry tipped over on the final stretch before reaching shore. Tanzanian officials continued their search inside the vessel for a third day Saturday. As an investigation into the mishap got underway, search teams spent the day pulling bodies from the boat. As 4 days of mourning began for victims. This is VOA News. The Senate Judiciary Committee and lawyers for the woman who has accused the U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault have reached a tentative agreement that Christine Blasey Ford will testify before the committee on Thursday. According to media reports, the two sides reached a deal over the telephone Saturday, and they're expected to further negotiate this Sunday the terms of Ford's appearance before the committee. During a gathering of evangelical activists in Washington, D.C., Vice President Mike Pence spoke highly of the appeals court judge's credentials.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh is a man of integrity, with impeccable credentials and a proven judicial philosophy. On the District of Columbia Court of Appeals, he wrote more than 300 opinions that reflect a strong record of support for limited government, religious liberty, and our Second Amendment. He's a conservative who will interpret the Constitution as written, and his record and career deserves the respect of every member of the United States Senate.
Lawyers for Ford earlier said that she would testify only if her safety is insured. Post says that Ford met with FBI officials Friday to discuss her safety. President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani says he has never had to question Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's honesty. AP's Julie Walker elaborates.
Rudy Giuliani says the question of whether Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein suggested secretly taping President Trump is much bigger than just the Russia investigation that he's in charge of.
I don't necessarily think he's not telling the truth. I've never had an experience with Rod Rosenstein where I ever had any question about his honesty.
Rosenstein denies the claims. Giuliani questions them.
There are people with very, very bad motives that would have leaked that. If you have bad motives, you sometimes lie.
Giuliani says if it's true, it's terrible, but who's to say it's true? He's waiting for the facts to come out. Julie Walker, New York.
Voters in Maldives are going to the polls this Sunday to cast their votes in the controversial presidential election. Both President Abdullah Yameen and opposition candidate Ibrahim Mohamed voted early in the capital. Yameen is seeking a second 5-year term in office. His path to re-election seems assured, with his main rivals either in jail or in exile. Israel has put the residents of a West Bank village on notice that they must demolish their homes by October 1st. A statement from the Israeli Defense Ministry said that residents of Khan al-Ahmar received the notice today requiring them to demolish all the structures on the site by that time. Israel says the village was built without proper permits, but it is also almost impossible for Palestinians to obtain proper building permits there. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.